CRTV News with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, the Ministry of Public Health says it has raised its COVID-19 surveillance system at the Garowa International Airport after some returnees from the Hajj tested positive for coronavirus in some African countries. U.S. President Joe Biden has hit back at criticism over his age, telling supporters in a fiery speech that he will win re-election in November after a poor debate performance felt concerned about his candidacy. Buya United Football Club will represent the Southwest region at this year's National Interpols after beating Best Stars of Limbe 4-2. The 2024 Miss Cameroon says she will focus on the recovery and reintegration of women and girls who have suffered sexual abuse. Miss Nora Njikam, who hails from the North Region, was crowned last night by Cameroon's First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. Vanessa Gael Odrefue from the Centre Region is the first runner-up of this 17th edition of the Miss Cameroon Beauty Contest, organized at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. The Ministry of Public Health has tightened its COVID-19 surveillance system at the Garowa International Airport after pilgrims returning from Mecca tested positive for the coronavirus in some African countries. Upon their arrival at the airport, the 267 pilgrims of the second contingent were treated to COVID-19 tests by a team of the region's public health personnel stationed at a makeshift control post before they were allowed to go back home. So far, no pilgrim has tested positive. We have details with Julius Neba.
As pilgrims continue to return to their home countries after taking part in the 2024 edition of the Hajj spiritual retreat that mobilized more than 2 million Muslim faithful from all corners of the world to Mecca, evidence of the existence and the threat the coronavirus poses to the world has once again come to the limelight with the confirmation of some of the pilgrims testing positive to COVID-19, particularly in Africa. On alert, officials at the North Regional Delegation of Public Health have set up a control unit at the Garowa International Airport, where systematic COVID-19 tests are carried out on the pilgrims as they return to Cameroon. Sebastien Ducar is the regional coordinator of the Center for the Prevention and Fight Against Epidemics.
The pilgrims cooperated with regards to the COVID-19 measures that have been put in place. So in all, everything went well. We urge them to continue to observe the barrier measures, and in case of any symptoms, a team from the Ministry of Public Health will be dispatched to provide the necessary assistance.
While awaiting additional test results, so far, none of the pilgrims of the second contingent have tested positive to the COVID-19 test.
My test is negative, so I am going home with a peaceful mind.
We carried out the COVID test and we are assured there's nothing, so I'm not afraid to go back home and meet my family.
The health authorities have assured that the COVID-19 surveillance system will be maintained at the airport until the arrival of the last contingent of pilgrims in Garowa on July 5th. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garowa.
The Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family has hailed the efforts of the Dume Municipal Council in the East Region for establishing birth certificates to 3,500 children between the ages of 0 to 10. Minister Marie-Theresa Bena-Ondua, accompanied by the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform, Joseph Le, legalized the union of 120 couples who have been living in concubinage. Details with Celestine Sumbele.
Cohabitation and the lack of birth certificates are among some of the major issues plaguing the population of the East Region. To save these children from parental negligence, the Municipal Council of Dume, with the support of the Ministry of Women Empowerment and the Family, opts for the establishment of birth certificates to some 3,500 children between the ages of 0 to 10. Professor Marie-Theresa Bena-Ondua, Min Prof.
Children will have birth certificates. They don't exist. They can go to school in the quarter because we know one another, but when time comes to present the first school leaving certificate or do the common entrance, they cannot do it because you need a birth certificate. So those children are now recognized as Cameroonian citizens, in view of the effort that she made, we added a smaller subvention so that she can establish 1,000 more birth certificates.
To solve the problem of cohabitation, the legalization of the union of some 120 couples was equally celebrated.
We are happy to see 120 couples who now have a legal bound that secures the woman, because without a court certificate, she cannot claim anything if the man dies. She just disappears in the nature.
Professor Marie-Thérèse Abena-Ondua, accompanied by Minister Joseph Lay and administrative and local authorities, sounded satisfied with the technical support of BUNEC and other actors for their contribution towards their significant improvement. Celestine Sumbele, CRTV, Bume.
Some household equipment and school materials have been handed to the Community Child Protection Center, Mabanda, in Bonaberi, Douala. The donation was made by an association that is championing the fight against gender-based violence in partnership with UNICEF. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz completes a story from CRTV Literal.
The items donated comprised of some plastic chairs, tables, board, mattresses, bed and some schooling materials, which was handed over by Bodo Eric, first assistant DO of the Douala 4 subdivision, expressing satisfaction to UNICEF for financing the project and also to help them have and the help they have brought to supervise and support vulnerable children, most especially internally displaced persons, handicapped and orphans of Douala 4. Meanwhile, centers like this one exist for the benefit of the population. Esther Endale is the founder of the association. The education of the children is something very important, so they need a sane and peaceful upbringing. We choose Douala 4 subdivision because, according to studies, it is one of the subdivisions abriting a good number of IDPs, and secondly, because of the warm welcome the IDPs receive from the population of this community. While receiving the gifts, the chief of Quartier Bileng Mabanda, Abel Ngome, expressed delight for the items. It will go a long way to help his population, as the center and him have been in collaboration for almost 5 years. Douala, Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz for CRTV News.
Women of the Njonjo clan, alongside sympathizers, have lamented the departure of their queen mother, Delphine Douala Mangabel. They walked through the streets of the clan for hours, looking for the missing queen mother to no avail. The new queen mother was, however, traditionally presented at the end of the lamentation, as you tell us, Rosaline Fosa.
She was wife to the late king, His Majesty René Douala Mangabel, father to the present king of the Njonjo clan, His Majesty Jean-Yves Mbumbu Douala Mangabel. The queen mother, Delphine Douala Mangabel, went missing at the age of 94, and women of the clan, together with those from other communities, went out to search for her. A search was marked by lamentation as the women tore the streets of the clan looking for their queen mother to no avail. His Majesty Jean-Yves Mbumbu Douala Mangabel is king of the Njonjo clan.
All the community, the wives, and they are getting to look for the person who was lost. They inquiring, call lamentation, and I have to console them.
An opportunity to traditionally present a new queen mother in order not to leave the sons and daughters of the clan as orphans. Her name is Clarice Bell. The funeral program will run until July 3 with activities like cultural vigil and lamentations in the Njonjo clan and her clan of origin, which is the Deido clan. Roslyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
Members of the Rice Producers Cooperative Society in Tonga, the division of the West Region, who are beneficiaries of the community of the Commodity Value Chain Support Project, PADFA, funded by the International Fund for Agricultural Development, IFAD, have been encouraged to make the best out of the agricultural project to boost productivity and to ensure food sufficiency in Cameroon. The representative of the country director of IFAD, Caroline Onamina, was speaking today in Badunga during a joint mission to assess the level of execution of PADFA Phase 2. Kelvin Nembo completes that story.
Last year, some 156 members of the Rice Producers Cooperative Society in Bandunga alone, including women and youths, received over 26 million Save Francs subvention from PATFA to buy high-quality farm inputs and modern equipment to facilitate large-scale production. Thanks to PATFA, they also took part in a series of training workshops to learn new farming techniques and how to better structure and manage the said cooperative for the production, transformation, and commercialization of quality rice, thus increased profits and better living standards. The company that was in charge of the paddy field expansion said works on some 123 hectares have been completed and ready for use.
Malonze Denise, RAF Wali Construction Company. We have done our best to finish the project. I finished with the route, I finished with the dam, the stopcock, the canals.
Members of the joint mission to assess the rate of execution of the second phase of the PATFA project, led by the representative of the country director of IFAD, Caroline Onanina, expressed satisfaction. They advised the beneficiaries to take the project seriously, work as a team, and put the interests of the cooperative society first at all times. The joint mission will carry out a similar exercise in Basamba this June the 29. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News in Bandunga.
The Archbishop of Bamenda, His Grace Andrew Nkea, has cautioned that priests who enter into the priesthood with a worldly idea of getting rich by amassing wealth in the juicy urban parishes have misunderstood the purpose of their vocation. During the ordination of some priests and deacons at the Mankon Metropolitan Cathedral in Bamenda, Archbishop Nkea disclosed that henceforth, newly ordained clergy will be obliged to sign an agreement to work anywhere in the archdiocese and beyond. Kilo Valerin Sala completes the story from CRTV Northwest. We will be coming back to that story in a subsequent newscast. Meanwhile, five priests and a deacon have been ordained in the Roman Catholic Church in the Ocean Division, South Region of Cameroon. While officiating the ordination mass at the St. Joseph Cathedral, His Lordship Damas Zinga Atangana, Bishop of the Kribi Diocese, called on the clergy to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ without compromising with the things of the world. Polycarp Ate completes the story from CRTV South in Kribi.
Many years ago, these six stood down to begin a journey into priesthood, and today their dreams have been accomplished as they are ordained as Reverend Fathers and Deacons in the Roman Catholic Church in the Kribi Diocese. During the ordination mass, officiated by His Lordship Damas Zinga Atangana, Bishop of the Kribi Diocese, the priests were introduced into their callings to serve God Almighty for the rest of their lives. They were equally charged with a duty to overcome every odd and evangelize the gospel of Jesus Christ.
When you are a priest, you have to live as St. Peter or St. Paul, and you have to look Christ, who is the priest of excellence.
The newly ordained priest, impressed to have covered a long journey through God's help, said they are set to carry out their task. In deep meditation, praises and worship at the St. Joseph Cathedral, the five priests were ushered into their callings by the faithful, friends, well-wishers, and family members. Polycarp Atie, CRTV News, Kribi.
Meanwhile, the Bishop of Marua Mokolo Diocese has charged the newly ordained priest of the diocese and other congregations to display faithfulness in the service of God to humanity. His Lordship Bueno Ateba Edo dished the advice to the five new priests during a holy mass at the Our Lady of Assumption Cathedral. Sylvester Atemken completes that story.
Acclamation by Catholic Christians of the Marua Mokolo Diocese at Our Lady of Assumption Cathedral, Funange, to celebrate the entry of five of their sons, Thomas Jiri Majian, David Kuje, Jean-Pierre Tize, Prosper Bulewu, and Jean-Pierre Gandalf Wale, into priesthood. As the priests received the sacrament of holy orders, His Lordship Bruno Atseba Edo reminded them of the onerous task ahead and to always embrace Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary as their role models.
Jean-Pierre Gandafouale, priest of the Society of Jesus, West Africa Province, we can rely on God's grace and the collaboration of our brothers and sisters.
The prelate also encouraged the new priest to be attentive to the needs of the people they served, guided by pastoral vows of obedience, chastity, and poverty. His Lordship Bruno Atseba Edo, Bishop of the Marawa Mokolo Diocese.
I invited the new priest to be apostle of love, charity, and reconciliation in our country.
The colorful ordination of the new priest of the Marawa Mokolo Diocese, Society of Jesus and the Jesuit Congregation, was attended by a college of clergy, parishioners, and family members, also enjoined to always assist them through prayers and other support in good faith. Marwa, Sylvester Temking, CRTV.
Back to this story, where we are told that the Archbishop of Bamenda, His Grace Andrew Nkeya, has cautioned that priests who enter into the priesthood with a worldly idea of getting rich by amassing wealth in the juicy urban parishes have misunderstood the purpose of their vocation. During the ordination of some priests and deacons at the Mankon Metropolitan Cathedral in Bamenda, Archbishop Nkeya disclosed that henceforth, newly ordained clergy will be obliged to sign an agreement to work anywhere in the archdiocese and beyond. Kilo Valerin Sala picks up the rest of that story.
Do you resolve to keep forever the commitment of celibacy as a sign of your dedication to Christ the Lord?
I do.
Mankon Metropolitan Cathedral, the giant religious building, is under reconstruction. But just in front of it unfolds the ordination of 7 priests and 11 deacons at a time some report points to priests who prefer to work in juicy urban parishes. Archbishop Andrew Nkeya warns against this, challenging the newly ordained priest to serve Christians even in the remotest part of the archdiocese and beyond.
I want to mention now something which I've introduced in this archdiocese. Besides the application that the deacons have written to be deacons, besides the oath of fidelity and the profession of their faith, they have also written an undertaking to me that they will work anywhere.
Figures contained on the website of the Bamenda Archdiocese indicates that the Archdiocese has an estimated Catholic population of more than 620,000 in over 17 parishes, meaning more priests are required for evangelism. Killer Valerie Salau, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Students and teachers of the St. Benedict Catholic Bilingual College in Mvoli, Yaoundé, have been recognized for their varied performances and outputs during the just-ended 2023-2024 school year. The event was also marked by a special mass, as Maimouna Njoya reports from CRTV Center.
To God be the glory for a successful 2023-2024 school year, a statement which was re-echoed during the End of Year Excellence Award organized at the St. Benedict Catholic Bilingual College in Volie. Students and teachers of this school received prizes and special distinctions in a way to applaud their determination and consistent hard work. Joseph Risha Ewolondi speaks on behalf of the Parents Teachers Association.
We want to thank all the parents for the constant support and their commitment so far. So thank you, and we hope that maybe next year will be better than this year.
Being amongst the 5 best schools in Cameroon, the St. Benedict Catholic Bilingual College ensures that average and poor students try to catch up with those ahead of them. The special mass on the occasion was intended to thank God for seeing them throughout the academic year. And coming up on August 24 is a farewell ceremony for students who have completed their training.
Maimouna Njoya reporting from CRTV Center. 20 minutes gone after 7 p.m., this is CRTV News. U.S. President Joe Biden has hit back at criticism over his age, telling supporters in a fiery speech that he will win re-election in November after a poor debate performance fueled concern about his candidacy. Acknowledging the obvious in that he is no longer a young man, Mr. Biden told a rally in battleground state of North Carolina that he knows what to do, even as he does not debate as well as he used to do. Mr. Biden, who is aged 81, told a cheering crowd he believed with his heart and soul that he could serve another term. While questions over Mr. Biden's age are not new, his shaky performance on the debate stage, which was marked by verbal blanks, a hoarse voice, and some difficult to follow our answers, triggered panic among Democrats who raised fresh questions about his candidacy. Sir Keir Starmer has described as ridiculous conservative suggestions that the Labour government would be a threat to national security. The Labour leader said the claims was desperate as he had been trusted with sensitive defence briefings by the government. It comes after Veterans Minister Johnny Mercer said only the Tories had a plan to support the armed forces and a vote for Labour would put them all in danger. Parties are focusing their campaigning on defence in the last weekend before the 4th of July polling day. In sports, Buya United Football Club will represent the Southwest region in the 2024 National Interpols that will run from the 1st to the 15th of July in Yaoundé. They defeated Best Star of Limbe by 4-2 in extra time this evening at the Moliko Omni Sports Stadium. The captain of Buya United, Boris Elat, and his coach, Agbo Emmanuel, say they are proud of the achievement.
Captain of Buya United. This is the first time Buya United have ever reached the final of the Mini Interpol. I'm proud of myself and the team. We are very happy for today. This history I've created for this team will remain till the end. It was a good game. Besta had a very good game. But thank God for the winning.
I'm just happy that lastly we are able to represent the region. It's a work that didn't start today. It took me 4 years and a half to bring this set of kids together, and I always tell them, with hard work and dedication, you will reach wherever you want to reach. And thank God today we are blessed to be the team that is going to represent the region. We are much more prepared after the next game. You think about the next game. Now we have been come champion of the Southwest region. Now we're going to think about the National Interpols, which is a more higher level. See how we can rectify what went on today and see how we can be more better, especially in our finishing.
To end the news, a reminder of our major stories. The Ministry of Public Health says it has raised its COVID-19 surveillance system at the Garua International Airport after some returnees from the Hajj tested positive for the virus in some African countries. U.S. President Joe Biden has hit back at criticism over his age, telling supporters in a fiery speech that he will win re-election in November after a poor debate performance fueled concern about his candidacy. Buya United Football Club will represent the Southwest region at this year's National Interpols after beating Best Star of Limbe 4-2. CRTV News.